Texture rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. A way for us to rapid fire get your feedback. Sponsored by Common Sense Retirement Planning. Texture rates here. Every other radio station I've turned on is not working. Yours is the only one. Maybe you'll pick up more listeners this way. Yeah, that's one of our crazy tactics there. Have the station work so you can hear it. Gives us a competitive advantage you wouldn't believe. Okay. Meanwhile, I want to give you a little hope. I almost didn't tell you my power went on last night because I know how that I know how it feels when you drive by a house near you and the power goes on and you feel it despondency and it begins to feel unfair. It's not rational, right? It's almost childlike. And you're like, you know, I know there's a good reason for it, but you still get a little antsy, don't you? Especially if you're watching the neighbors across the street and that side of the street has power and yours doesn't. Well, I want to give you a little bit of hope because things are picking up now. It's been like 90 to 98% power out in Spartanburg, Greenville, pretty much since Friday. But that began to change rapidly overnight. So it looks like they've got the spine connected. Now they're hooking up the tentacles to it. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Yesterday afternoon when I checked, because I didn't have internet, so I have to be out. I'd had to be out of my neighbor to check. Yesterday afternoon when I checked, 78% of Greenville still was without power. Well, right now it's 60%. So they hooked up another 18 percentage points last night. It's starting to move quickly. So I want to give you a little bit of hope about that tomorrow. You'll get it tomorrow or the next day, I should say. Because this is a huge reduction just overnight from 78% out to 60% out. I know there's still a lot out, but again, it really looks like they're beginning to move. Looking over at Spartanburg yesterday, again, high 80s in the afternoon when I checked, 78% out now. Again, those are still big numbers. I get it, but they're beginning to move rapidly overnight. So I suspect a lot of hookups will happen today. So I would just tell folks, you know, be patient. I know it's really, really hard. I'm so grateful to have my power. Pickens looks good. They're down to 31% without power. That was down from about 46 yesterday morning when I last checked that. So everybody's beginning to move, which is the good news. In South Carolina right now, customers out is 629,000. So that is a huge improvement over what we had just 48 hours ago. So it is moving. I want to give you some hope with that. But folks, I said this yesterday. Asheville continues to trend again and again and again on X because people really care about what's going on there, even if Her Highness and Joe Biden do not. And what you're seeing is that Asheville has become a catch-all phrase for, well, Asheville's ruined. And it is. Asheville is ruined, flooded from end to end. But folks, what's actually ruined is Western North Carolina. This is much bigger than just Asheville. Let me give you, and people are just finally starting to understand that. I think they're using the word Asheville because it's the most recognized and known area of Western North Carolina. It's a beautiful place to go hiking. Many people have, with the second busiest national parks, national park right there, right up there on the parkway. So a lot of people know Asheville. And that's why they're using that as the catch-all phrase. But folks, it is becoming clear. Western North Carolina decimated. Whole cities that we didn't even know yesterday when I did this broadcast were wiped out. Let me give you an example. This is Zach Dasher. He's from Swannanoa. Swannanoa is a full 11 miles from Asheville. As I play this, keep that in mind. And it'll show you just the swath of the devastation up there.
So I live in Swannanoa, which is a little east of Asheville. We border Asheville in the same area. And our little town here has just been absolutely decimated. I'm talking about not only are the buildings gone on one side of the road, the ground that the building sat on is no longer there. It's complete devastation. Lots of people lost their lives. Folks from our church that were helping rescue people out of the floods, they saw people lose their lives. We don't have a final count or anything like that yet, but it's devastating. And so all the prayers that you guys can send up and support is greatly needed. I've been in a lot of floods. I mean, I'm from Louisiana. I've never seen anything quite like this. I mean, bridges, infrastructure, it's just destroyed. Bridges that it's going to take years to build this back. You know, every bridge that I know of in our area just about is down. So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
So, no one was even talking about Swannanoa. They're talking about Chimney Rock. That's kind of a known destination. If you're coming here, you're probably going to hit the Parkway and you'll hit Chimney Rock. But no, I mean, this is a miles wide zone of devastation. And I think it's increasingly accurate to say Western North Carolina was destroyed. That's one destroyed city right there. That's just another one. It's not Asheville and it's not Chimney Rock. Texter writes, your power is on, Tara. I hate you. Ha, 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 ha. I almost didn't tell y'all. Maybe I shouldn't have. Yeah, I don't know. Texter writes, Montreat as well. Another texter writes, Tara, will you be televising the debate tonight, the vice presidential debate? No power, downtown Greenville. Yes, you can tune in right here at 9 and hear it. I'm predicting a bloodbath. You can already tell Tim Walz is terrified, given some of the things people around him and him are saying. I'm looking forward to that one. Meanwhile, as the federal government essentially abandons, I mean, they're getting in there, they're moving in slowly, but by Katrina style, federal government abandons North Carolina. Take a listen to what is going on there. This is former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, and he's talking about how Trump and Elon partnered to get Starlink out there. Trump's helping to coordinate the delivery of supplies since Joe Biden and Her Highness can't be bothered. She's doing Doritos interviews. So interviews talking about Doritos. She got other things to do. She don't care. Former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle is organizing people with planes, private people to fly stuff in there. Because you can't count on the federal government. Not when Democrats run it.
Special thanks to Polaris, SpaceX, and Starlink. They're sending 500 units to my shop currently. We'll be there early in the morning around 5 a.m. We're going to be taking those airport and ready to deploy them as soon as sun up in the helicopters to all these areas in Western North Carolina. Polaris also donating a full thing of generators, local companies donating all the fuel containers they have in their inventory, I believe Interstate Cycle. Lots of things happening for these stranded people up in the mountains. We're going to keep the effort going. We're getting all these messages. 1 year old or newborns, 1 week old, need formula, gasoline, chains and chainsaws, bar oil, two-stroke oil. That is the most important thing people are requesting now. We're going to keep flying this stuff in. Thank you, Starlink. Thank you, SpaceX. Thank you, Polaris. I've got so many messages, so many helicopters coming. 407s, Sikorsky, S-76, EC-120. Everybody's just sending their machines like crazy to help this effort. We're so blessed in this country to have this kind of support.
Again, that's former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, who's coordinating the response up there. There's no federal government to do it. All of those planes he just mentioned, they're private. It's private guys, private planes. Their fuel, their time, their plane. While Chairman Ho and Her Highness are just cannot be bothered. They are giving it lip service. Do you see Joe Biden walk away from the reporter saying, hey, you know, why were you on vacation? You couldn't even come off your vacation to handle this. And he turns around and said, I talked on the phone for 2 hours, as if he thinks he deserves a medal. Folks, do you remember what they did to George W. Bush? Painted him as a guy who didn't care about black people because his response was supposedly inadequate to Katrina, and he was there on the ground. They said he shouldn't have flown over. He didn't want to be with those people. When he flew over and touched down, it didn't matter. The media lied. So the standard for Republicans is you better be there as soon as it starts on the ground, have this thing handled. If you're a Democrat, stay on vacation. It doesn't matter. Just a bunch of North Carolinians could care less. And Georgians don't care. You know what's amazing about this? We are 36 days from a federal election. And they don't care. What is it going to be like if they win?